Tongis has been with Peace Health almost 27 years. He says he started his career at St. Joseph's Hospital in Bellingham as an entry-level accountant and worked his way up to the top. 15 years ago, Tongis was named chief financial officer for Bellingham and Ketchikan and commuted between the two. In 2013, he was hired as CAO of Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center and moved to the First City. Tongis says one of the accomplishments he is proud of is the completion of Phase 1 of the Ketchikan Medical Center expansion. He says the facility has attracted new physicians to Ketchikan.
Having a stable medical staff with a stable facility is really what's important to me and what's important to the community, because we want to be here for the community when the community needs us.
Tongis says another thing he is proud of is team building.
And we have a wonderful group of caregivers that care for one another and have each other's back. And you need that in a small community that's, challenged in healthcare. Healthcare is 24/7, 365.
Tongis says he also is pleased to have been part of establishing the Ketchikan Medical Center Foundation. He says he appreciates the volunteer board that runs it and the strong community support. Tongis says something he wishes he could have completed is securing funding for Phase 2 of the hospital renovation.
With the challenges the state has with the budget and everything, you know, we still have not secured funding to finish off the facility master plan, and we're kind of on hold on that. It's still a need, but also the reality of the economic situation here in the state. We're just going to wait and see what happens and look at other alternatives.
Tongis says he has always recommended to his coworkers that family comes first. He says he's been career-driven all his life and now feels it's time to follow the advice he gives others. Tongis says he was influenced by something his grandson, Charlie, said.
Our last Skype, he said, "Papa, when are you coming back?" And, you know, those kinds of things kind of had a deep impact. And I thought, you know, this is a good time for me to heed my advice and maybe slow things down and take my advice and start spending more time with family.
Tongis says he and his wife Nancy both love living in Ketchikan, and making the decision to leave was bittersweet.
It's been a wonderful adventure here in Ketchikan. I've loved it here. And even though I'm moving away in December, I'm still going to come back.
Tongis says he announced his resignation now to give Peace Health time to find a replacement. The new CAO will be selected by Dale Zender, CEO of Peace Health's Pacific Northwest Network. Tongis says Zender will work with the Community Health Board and Community Executive Team in Ketchikan to vet candidates.